welcome everyone. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the reorganization regular meeting of August 5th, 2019? First, Mrs. DeLorba.
Second by
Mrs. Penne. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve the treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for July 2019 and internal claims audit report for June 20. First, Mrs. Juris.
Second.
I'm like stuttering over your name. Mrs. Noesi. Sorry. Discussion? Okay, all in favor? Against? Passes 7-0. Superintendent's report.
Okay, welcome everybody. We are gearing up for the opening of school this year. We have some appointments tonight. I want to thank everybody who is here with us this evening. Just wanted everyone to know that welcome letters have been sent to all families as well as faculty and staff. We're gearing up for our new teacher institute this week, Wednesday and Thursday of this week. We're welcoming all of our new teachers back to the district for that two-day institute, as well as we're gearing up for Superintendent's Conference Day next Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, that's it.
Okay, committee reports. The audit committee.
All right, thank you. So our external auditors have been in and they completed their on-site work. And what we will be doing is I'll be in touch with Dr. Daly. We'll be setting up our presentation schedule. Typically, we do that at the end of October during the work study, so we'll be posted on that front. Thank you.
Great. Finance committee?
That's not a report.
Buildings and grounds.
Okay. We had our walkthrough and it went very well. I missed the day with you guys, but mine went very well. Did you guys enjoy it? It was great. The school's really in great shape. They painted the gym. They're putting a new hydroponic system in one of the rooms that's really, really cool. The kids are going to love it. Also, EnviroScience came in and they said their mold inspections never looked better. No mold in any of the buildings. And they have one more final inspection on the 28th of the month. And let's see, that's about it. Oh, one more thing. The assistant principal in the grade school, her room is done and it looks great, as you guys know, you saw it.
Okay, thank you. Technology.
Okay, technology has been very busy this summer. There was a wiring project going on. It would take about 2 months to complete. During that time, there may be some issues with printers, particularly at the high school, that they'll have additional printers with cable wiring just to make do for that time. The one-to-one distribution for 7th grade is still ongoing. About 89 7th graders picked up their devices last week, and the technology department is reaching out to families that have not yet picked theirs up. They should be devices ready for a new entrance by the first week of school. 9th and 10th graders will be getting new devices starting in September. Hopefully by November, 9th and 10th grade will all have new devices. There will be IT support now in high school, which is pretty impressive. I think that's great. From 7:30 to 3:30 every school day, all teachers and students will be able to visit the IT department and get help. 54 new LED screens have been installed already. There were a couple of classrooms where they were too large, so they had to order some smaller ones, which will be up and running by the end of September. And the IT department is working on security with some new cameras, some new tables. That should all be up and running by school.
Thank you. And curriculum? We haven't met yet, but we will be meeting in early September to start discussing professional development. And lastly, policy.
Good evening. Policy committee met on Monday, August 5th, and we discussed, as I mentioned in our last report, the homeless children regulation and board meeting procedures policies. As noted on the agenda, we will be adopting the homeless children policy tonight, waiving the first reading, as this is a mandated state policy and it's a federal directive as well, and we need to have this in place for September. We'll be having the first reading of the board procedures policy this evening, which will be adopted at our next meeting. As I mentioned at the last meeting, based on feedback from our facilitator at the board retreat, these reviewed procedures or revised procedures will allow for questions on board agenda items to be answered more proactively, so we can eliminate that. We'll get back to you. And questions and comments from visitors will definitely remain on the agenda for any questions or comments and even agenda items. Our next meeting will be on Tuesday, October 8th at 4 o'clock. And I just wanted to mention, Mrs. Rossi, on the tentative dates that were listed, it just mentioned said the 9th. I just want to make sure it gets on the for the 8th, because the 9th actually is where it's a holiday. So,
noted.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Questions from visitors on agenda items, please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Strong. Could you please explain the nature of the agreement in item number 13?
Yes, the memorandum of agreement noted in item number 13, the salary schedule is just amended. There was a small clerical error in the calculation of one of the columns, so we have to readopt that memorandum of agreement tonight.
Okay. Item number 15, the district and school safety plans.
Yes.
Could you explain those a little bit?
Those get adopted every single year when we make updates.
Okay. Where can I get a copy of those?
They are considered confidential because of security purposes. We don't give those out to the public because we have identifying information there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions from the board? May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 22? First, Mrs. Noesi. Second, Mr. Montalto. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 22? Mrs. Panay. Second by Mr. Jervis. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 7-0. Okay. Other business. Is there any other business?
No other business.
Any representatives of organizations?
Do you want to recognize your guests?
Okay, I'm going to take a pause to recognize some people.
Sure, so we have a couple of new hires with us tonight. Please give a warm welcome to our new social studies teacher, Nicole Blair. And we would also like to welcome our part-time new guidance counselor, who's going to be providing guidance services to the elementary and the grade school. And please give a warm welcome to Sarah Abate. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Okay. Any questions or comments from visitors? Please approach the podium and state your name. All right, seeing no questions, our next board meeting is Monday, September 9th, and we're back to a 7:30 start time and 6:30 exact. 6:30 is that. And the next work study meeting will be September 23rd, again, 7:30 to the library. May I have a motion to adjourn?